shall never go out. They're going to pray this morning. Holy Spirit, ignite fresh fire upon my prayer altar. Go ahead and talk to God. Ignite fresh fire upon my altar. Let it ever be burning. It shall never go out in the wonderful name of Jesus. Our prayer altar must be burning at all times. It is not only when we come to the church that we must pray. When you are in your car, you must pray. When you are going out, you must pray. Your coming in must be accompanied with prayer. In the name of Jesus, my prayer altar, Lord, let fire never go out of it. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And when our prayer altar is very hot, then God will grant us divine help, divine rest. Matthew 11:28-30 said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and shall find rest unto your soul. We can only find rest unto our souls when our prayer altar is always burning. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We are going to pray. I refuse any yoke. I reject any burden other than that of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead and talk to God. This morning, in my life, according to your word, I refuse any yoke. I reject any burden other than that of my Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let the beginning and the rest of this year be a rest for me. Let the remaining part of this year be a rest for me, for my family, for your church, for my loved ones, here and abroad, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, when I hear concerning my people, wherever they are, let it be peace. Let it be joy. In the name of Jesus. Divine rest, Lord, grant unto me for the rest of this year. I will not suffer for the rest of this year and beyond. Affliction will not arise against me in the mighty name of Jesus. In everything that I lay my hand upon, I will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And the word of God shall begin to function in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. 1 Kings 5:4. 1 Kings 5:4. The Bible said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. Can you imagine? Amen. So that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. We are going to declare for the rest of this year that the Lord will give you and has given you rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence in your life. For the rest of this year, 1 Kings 5:4, and the Lord said, that's the word of God, speaking through David, but now the Lord, my God, has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. For the remaining year, for the rest of this year, for the rest of my life, as I go, I declare that the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence in my life. I thank you, Lord, for giving me victory over every adversary. Every adversary of open doors. Every adversary of fruitfulness. God has given you victory over them because the Lord has said it. In the name of Jesus. The word of God will come to pass in your life. Father, I thank and I bless you. I worship you and I magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And when you look around, violence everywhere. Isaiah 60:18. In America, people go. even in Missouri, they almost always, they averted another mass shooting in Missouri. There was a man wearing body armor with AK-47 and was walking boldly on the street in the same Walmart in Missouri. But an off-duty firefighter who has a gun got him under arrest until the police came. We never knew. There has been violence everywhere. But the word of God, what does the word of God say concerning us? Say, violence shall no more be had in thy land, wasting or destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt be called walls of salvation, and thy gates praise. Amen. We are going to pray in the name of Jesus. Violence shall never be had on my street. Violence shall never be had in my home. Violence will never be had in my city. Violence will never be had in my school, in my workplace, when I go to the marketplace, when I go to the mall, when I go to the office, when I go to the railway station, when I go to the airport, anywhere I go in my life, violence shall never be had among them. Wasting and destruction shall be far away from me. Wasting and destruction shall be far away from my children's school. Wasting and destruction shall be far away from my streets. In the mighty name of Jesus. Violence shall not be had concerning me, concerning my family, concerning my children, in the mighty name of Jesus. In my home, there shall be no violence. In my school, where I teach, where I work, Father, no violence. The market they attend, all those world places that I go to shop, destruction shall be far away from us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, these prayers are very, very important. I want us to pray against terrorism. Terrorism. Isaiah 37, 33 to 34. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. If you read that story, king of Assyria was boasting. He was saying it in Hebrew for everybody to hear. Go tell your king, I'm going to besiege this something, this city. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The king went to God and said, hear how this guy is blaspheming your name. And the Lord said, can you imagine that? Therefore, thus said the Lord concerning that king, who is that enemy in your life that is saying you will not make it? What is that doubt in your mind that is working against the power of God in your life? It shall not come into your life. It shall not shoot an arrow against you. Nor shall it come before you with shields. Nor shall it cast a bank against you. By the way it came, by the same way it shall return. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shall not come near you. Saith the Lord. Amen. Terrorists shall not come into our city. Pray. Pray, pray. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, terrorists shall not come into the school of my children. Terrorists shall not come into the place of work, where I work, where my children work, where my loved one works. Terrorists shall not come into our church. They shall not shoot a missile at us or detonate a bomb against us. Father, disappoint their devices. Never allow them to perform their enterprise. In the name of Jesus. Don't allow them to perform their enterprise. Lord, don't allow them to shoot any arrow or missile against us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Everlasting Father, I just want to bless your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given unto us to be in your presence this morning. Lord Almighty, let your word come with power, with anointing, with grace, Lord. Father, anoint me to speak your word. I will not speak against myself, against your word, O Lord. I will not speak of myself, Father, but I will speak of you, of your glory, of your honor, and of your victory, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. It is well with you. Convention has just come to an end. And the theme is, and the Lord said. What a beautiful theme. And the Lord said. What is it that God has said concerning you that has not come to pass? It will manifest in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a song clip that somebody sent to me sometime. It has disappeared from my phone. He was asking, what has somebody said to you that has not been said by man? It shall not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is it the prophet that says, you will not make it? Or is it a seer that look at his divine something and then says, I can see that you will die poor? He said, so far it is a man that is saying that. It is not from the word of God. It shall not come to pass. It shall not stand in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord said, what is it that God has said unto you? I was briefly at the men's prayer meeting yesterday before the starting. And a brother came because I thought I was to go pick my daughter from the airport. So I now thought that, let me come there, open the place, put on the AC, and let the place be cool for the prayer to take place. And then I met my brother as I was hoping to do something. And he was talking with me how some of us lack faith. How some of us will not believe the word of God. And thank God, what the theme of the convention is, and God said. So I pray everything God has said concerning you, concerning me, shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether you believe it or not, it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's look at some of the things that God said concerning us. I will just take one or two, and then we pray. God said, for example, in Job 22:29, the Lord said, when men are cast down, then what should you say? There's a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Say amen. So when people are cast down, when everything around you seems impossible, believe what God said. God said there should be what? There shall be what? You shall be lifted up. You shall be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. So what we are saying is that when you are surrounded by traveling and pathetic daily occurrences, you see things the way they are occurring. It is very possible to drop your shoulders and surrender. Yeah, it is very, very possible. When I get to the office, I love opening my door. I don't know why. But the security caution in the school is that when you get to the office, please close the door behind yourself. Because we don't know when a live shooter may be around. And open doors, give them that opportunity. They are attracted by doors that are wide open. So each time I get to the office, I will get the door open. Then I will remember the caution. Then I will lock the door again. But I don't know why I'm never comfortable locking the door against myself. Then, one day I said to myself, how far will you continue to live in this fear? How far? Then this passage came to my mind, that when men are cast down, then shall I say, there is what? There is a lifting up. You shall be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. There is hope for you today, because the Lord is beckoning you to rise up from the ashes of discouragement and from the ashes of defeat. And I'm telling you that you shall be lifted by the power of the Most High above all complications of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. Everywhere you turn, there shall be victory for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, look at Joshua 1:9. He said, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of what? Good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever ye go. Anywhere you go, the Lord is with you. So when you drive on the road, the Lord is with you. When you are sleeping, the Lord is with you. When you sit down to eat your meal, the Lord is with you. Don't fear anything. Don't give in to fear. When we start giving to fear, every sound becomes something. No? Every sound. There was a time, it was a, what do you call this thing? This Christmas thing that children use. Cracker. Knockout. It was a knockout on campus. You know? And the whole place disorganized. Just one knockout. We didn't know where it came from. And then the announcement came on the public address system. Oh, everybody should do this, everybody should do that. Then there was confusion. On the staircase, you get to the elevator has been locked, it did not even allow the elevator to work. And he started looking, a live shooter. And the security guy came to me, Prof, you see why I said you should be closing your door all the time? I said, don't worry, it is well. You know, there was no live shooter. But because insecurity has become part and parcel of it. That day I ministered to him, I gave him a card. He said, Prof, I have the faith that you have. I hope I will have that faith. I said, continue to, you are the security you have. He said, my God is always with me. Can you imagine? All his life, his security, is placed in that God. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord said, that is one, according to what the word of God. Look at another one. Philippians 1:28. Philippians 1:28. And in nothing, terrified by your adversaries. Can you hear that? In nothing. That is, don't let your adversaries be what? Terrify you. Which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. So what we are saying is that one strong card the enemy uses is the element of fear. Fear. And once you are afraid, you are already defeated. Your boldness and confidence in your God naturally defeats and incapacitates them. This morning I am telling you that the Lord will not bring you down before your enemies. His mercy, His grace, and His strength shall always be your defense, shall be your shield, and shall be your refuge. In the name that is above every other name, you will rejoice all the days of your life. Psalm 46, 1 to 2. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. Say, God is our what? Our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. But I shall not be what? I shall not be fearful. You will never be fearful in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord said, fear not. Brethren, don't fear, and it shall be well with you. Then number three, and I round up. 2 Samuel 15:31. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into what? Into foolishness. Do you know what happened to Ahithophel, if you have ever read that story before? Do you know what happened to Ahithophel himself? The moment his counsel was not accepted by Absalom, what did he do? He went into his house. The Bible said he perfected everything that concerns him, and then he went and hung himself. He was a war general, a war tactician. He knows how to do it. He knows how to take the kingdom away from David. And he was prepared. So he said, look, young man, this is how to do it. We are men of war. You have always been in the palace, eating. You are not even like Jonathan. Do you know, remember Jonathan? Jonathan was the son of Saul. Was he a warrior? Eh? He was a warrior. So I know you. You love life. You are not even like Jonathan. But this is how to do it. You want to kick that man away from the throne and you take over? This is how we are going to plan it. And he did it perfectly. But David went to God and said, Father, Lord, please turn the counsel of Ahithophel to what? To foolishness. And truly, truly, when the counsel got to Absalom, Absalom did not take the counsel. And immediately, Absalom realized that his counsel was not taken. He knew that that war had failed. He knew. So he did not even wait for judgment. He just went inside, read his will to his children, you know, what he's supposed to do, and then he committed suicide. Even before the war was won at all. Brethren, let us right be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet. When your closest friend or relation becomes your enemy, only God can save you. And so David has to pray. Let us pray this morning. Father, turn the counsel of Ahithophel in my life to foolishness. As it was the portion of Ahithophel, everyone plotting for my downfall, turn their counsel to foolishness. They shall be consumed by their own evil invention and plot. Every counsel of Ahithophel in my life, turn it to foolishness. In the mighty name of Jesus, is there anybody planning and saying that you will not make it? Remember the word of God that says, anywhere the feet, the sole of my feet shall tread, he said, I shall possess. And the Lord said, I shall possess America. Ah! The word of God must come to pass in my life. Every counsel, contrary to that, is turned to foolishness this morning. I don't care how you came in. I don't care whether you are documented or not. Every counsel of the enemy against you, against the word of God, is turned to foolishness this morning. In the name of Jesus. Every counsel of Ahithophel is turned to foolishness this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. 1 Peter 1:15-16. 1 Peter 1:15-16. It's very clear. For that counsel of the Ahithophel, there must be holiness. Before you can pray and God hear you, you must be holy. Sin must be stranger to you. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Lord, anoint me daily with your holy oil. Pray. Anoint me daily, Lord, with your holy oil. Give me the grace to live a holy life. To do only those things that are pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus. Anoint me daily, Lord, with your holy oil. Give me the grace to live holy. To do only those things that are pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus. Lord. Ah. Help me, Lord. I cannot do it by myself. But Lord, please. Anoint me daily with your holy oil. Give me the grace to live holy. It is only your grace, Lord, that can make me live holy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you get home, I want you to read 1 Samuel chapter 19. You will see how Saul was pursuing David. And then David has to run at a time in point, run to go and meet Samuel. And when he got to Samuel, Samuel was with some group of prophets and they were prophesying. 1 Samuel, towards the end. 1 Samuel chapter 19. They were prophesying. To the extent that Saul got to know that David is now with Samuel. And he sent messengers to him. Go there, he sent some group of people. Just like the king sent some people, 50 soldiers to go and arrest Elijah. It was like that. He sent, and what happens to those 50 people? They were consumed with fire. He said, if I'm a man of God, let fire come down. But in the case of Samuel, he didn't even say that. Immediately, the messengers got to Samuel. What happened? The Holy Spirit arrested them. They started prophesying. In second batch, what happened? Holy Spirit arrested them. They started prophesying. He sent the third batch. What happened? Then Saul himself decided to go. What happened to Saul himself? If you read that passage, he was arrested by the Holy Spirit. He started prophesying. So the reason that the people now saw Saul and said, is Saul also among the prophets? Every enemy of your life, God will arrest them. They will do your bidding. In the mighty name of Jesus, evil will not attend to you. Evil will not attend to your loved ones. The Lord Almighty will arrest every arrester in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who plans any evil against you will worship the God that you are worshiping. Anyone who has looked at you and said, what can he be up to? Will come and bow before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For you, for your children, you shall be for signs and wonders in this land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will anoint you with holy oil. The Lord will give you grace to live a holy life. Everything that is pleasing to the Lord will come from you. When they have planned against you, and they said, let us get in. And as they are seeing you, the anointing will make them to bow and lick your feet. So shall it be for you, for your generations yet unborn, in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon this holy altar, I prophesy and I decree divine protection for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.